Hey, this is Sugar Blue, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Hi, this is Billy Branch, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Hey, this is Charlie Musselwhite. We're digging the blues with Raven and the Blues. I ain't lying, baby.
Hey, I want to do mine over.
For myself. That's a little secret track from a very, very fine harmonica player called Giles Robson, based here in the UK, together with his band The Dirty Aces. That's an album which eventually we'll be able to play on the programme, but people like me have had this for almost a year now, but there's an embargo on it, and I've sneaked a bit in there, because Giles Robson was the person who was instrumental in organising what you're about to hear next. In Colne, up in Lancashire, 2 weekends ago, was the Colne Rhythm and Blues Festival. On the Saturday night, they had a thing called Harp Explosion, and Giles had brought together three famous American harmonica players, Charlie Musselwhite, Billy Branch, and also Sugar Blue, together, for what turned out to be a most amazing evening. I got lots of interviews with the band backstage, again courtesy of Giles, and what you're about to hear is some of the music from the artists, and also some of the conversation with Charlie Musselwhite, Billy Branch, and Sugar Blue, starting with Charlie.
Thank you.
Thanks again for coming. It's been a pleasure to play the blues for you. Hope you'll come see us again sometime. Thank you very much.
Of bringing musical greats together on one album is not new. I think it goes back probably to Bruce Iglauer in the middle 80s when he had Albert Collins, Robert Cray and Johnny Copeland together with a fabulous album called Showdown that worked so well. And that's been done with harmonica players over the years with albums like Harp Attack and Super Harp. But the idea of bringing them together on stage is a little bit newer, and especially here in the UK. And so the chance for any of us in the UK to see one great American harmonica player is worth making a journey for. To see three is even more important, and that's the reason why I'm in Colne and talking to one of the three members who are going to be on stage this evening. That's Charlie Musselwhite.
Welcome. I was on that album.
Yeah, I think you were, yes.
Oh, yeah, I was.
Yeah, yes, you were on that. I think that was
James Cotton and,
that's right.
And Billy Branch, yeah.
And that was the first time I think anybody had the idea of bringing a lot of harmonica players together on one album, basically.
Yeah, it was on the Telarc label.
That's right. Yeah. And then you did it again last year, last year or the year before, again with another kind of compilation of harp players.
Oh, a tribute to Little Walter?
Yeah, that's right, yes.
He has on Blind Pig.
Yeah.
I also played guitar on Harp Attack.
Did you?
And Cotton played harmonica with me playing guitar.
All right. and a stellar career too, in the sense you've recorded 30, 40, 50 albums, is it, or something?
I don't know.
No,
I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 30.
Yeah, and not only led your own bands, but worked with so many great people over the years as well. And if you look at the people who were instrumental in harmonica playing out of the States, you know, you are that person who was there at all those points in the chain, weren't you?
Yeah, it was. When you look back, it was a real interesting way had all unfolded. It's like there was a plan that I didn't know about. And I just kept...
You were being led, were you, basically? And, just
and I didn't even know it. I was just following my nose, or following my ears,
yes.
Following my heart. That's what it was.
You have many friends in the business, because when you look at some of the quotes and things, you've made many, many friends over the years, haven't you? You've been a good man to be along with, haven't you?
Well, I had my ups and downs. And I was fortunate enough to know a lot of the really good players. Many are still alive, like B.B. King, mm-hmm. But a lot of guys that are gone, you know, like John Lee Hooker, Earl Hooker, and
yeah.
All the old-timers.
John Lee was a special friend of yours, wasn't he?
He was my best man when we got married.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I used to stay at his house. I first met him in Chicago. He came there from Detroit to play, and we just became immediate friends.
Mm-hmm.
When I met John Lee, it was like meeting an old friend for the first time. We became immediate friends, and we stayed friends till the day he died.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still friends.
Yes. Do you still get the same buzz as you did when you were starting off, and the same buzz of being on stage?
Oh yeah, it's endlessly fascinating. It's a labor of love. It's all from the heart, and blues never lets me down.
Yeah,
it's your buddy in good times, and it's your comforter in rough times. It's always there for you.
But when in a situation like tonight, where you've got Billy and Sugar on stage as well, is there an extra sort of level, an extra level of sort of free sort of competition which is there? Do you feel that you're having to push that a bit harder because you've Billy Branch being on stage as well?
You know, we're just here to have fun and do the best we can, and we all appreciate and respect each other, and we all have our own styles of playing,
yes,
and
of course.
We're friends, and it's just a nice thing to do, to be able together and be together and play the music we love together.
Now let's move to Chicago in a kind of way, and Chicago's leading harp player. It's great to welcome Billy Branch to the Raven and the Blues. Good to meet you.
Actually born in Chicago, but raised in Los Angeles and came back to Chicago as a teenager. Yeah, I'm not a West Coast harp player.
No, not at all. No shades of Bob Piazza at all.
Don't start us to talk. When I first started out, Charlie befriended me as a youngster. We still remember when we first met. We had a mutual, his very, very good friend, Bill Shavers, who was a great eccentric. That put in a mildly.
Why do you laugh when you say eccentric?
Well, because Charlie could tell you better than I could. They were good buddies, but
you had to pass the test with Bill Shavers.
That's right.
And Billy passed the test, so he had my immediate respect. And we've been friends ever since.
That's right. Yeah. Well, see, Bill Shavers, he had the Jazz Record Mart, which is well known, which was a few blocks away from the old Wells record shop.
Yeah.
Bill Shavers, and he was guy, and he had the most amazing collection that you, jazz, blues, everything. 78s, everything. And I, I kicked my butt, Charlie, because as cheap as those albums were, I was still, I don't know if I should pay $1.40 for this. The dirt cheap prices, and they would all be collector's items.
Yeah.
But see, he had like maybe a 150, a couple hundred in the front bins. But then he had a chain, and all the good, the treasure trove, you had to get past his train. But if he didn't know you, you're like, I seen guys said, what's back there? And Bill would say, nothing. Well, what you want? And the guy would say, well, I don't know what I want. Well, then you can't go back there. So.
Or Bill would say, can I help you? And somebody would say, well, I'm looking. I just like to look around. Oh, just looking? Go down the street to another record store. If you find out what you want, you can come back and ask me for it. But he ain't gonna be doing no just looking around here. He chased away business.
Yeah, he did.
For his own principles.
He really did.
I never forget. I'm going across the street and I look back and Bob is standing in the doorway shaking his fist, saying, "I'll never pay you the money I owe you."
And did he pay you the money?
Did he?
Well, somebody worked in the store and knew what happened. Paid me under the, said, don't tell Bob, but here's what he owes you. And then maybe a year later, Bob came up to me and apologized and paid me again.
Oh, and you didn't tell.
Well, I figured, I deserved it.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a brown-eyed mountain jack. 'Cause I'm evil. My middle name is Misery. Well, I'm evil, baby. Don't you mess around with me. Never looked for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders from no kind of man. I'm only made out of flesh, blood, and bone. But if you want to start a rumble, don't you try it all alone. 'Cause I'm evil. With me.
third member on the stage this evening, flown in from the States for the Harp Explosion tonight, is Sugar Blue, a New York man.
Yeah, but I live in Chicago nowadays.
Oh, you moved down, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Then also left the States for a while and lived in Europe for a while, didn't you?
I lived in Paris for about 8-10 years.
And was that part of a plan, or was it just you came to Europe and didn't go back?
No, actually, I ran into Memphis Slim in New York,
mm-hmm.
and he advised that I go to Paris and hang out for a while, you know. So,
And one of the things, if you Google you want and look for your name on Google, one of the things that immediately comes up on line 3 is in played harmonica on the Stones, "Miss You." How did that come about?
I was at a party where
all good things happen at parties.
Yes. And Cubby Broccoli was in town.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shooting a James Bond film,
mm-hmm.
and one of his assistants came to the party, and I was jamming with some cats, and he said, you know, I'm staying right across the hall from Mick Jagger. And he's in town cutting a record, and I think the way you play harmonica, he might dig. And so he gave me Mick's number. Mm-hmm. I gave him my number, and Mick called me the next day, and invited me to the studio.
And that was it.
The rest is rock and roll history.
And presumably you don't get a cut from that at all, do you? And every time Miss You is played on the radio, you get nothing out of that, I would guess.
Yeah. Sure, I do. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yes,
indeed. Oh, that's excellent. Good.
Yes. Yeah. I get a whole lot of feel good.
Yeah, but feel good doesn't pay the rent, but I know what you mean, yes.
Yeah, man.
You see, for us here in UK, this is very special because we've never had this kind of scenario before. We've had, you know, musicians, harp players on stage, and another one will come up and guest up with them, but we've never had something like this organised where we know we're going to see yourself and Billy and Charlie on stage, and possibly the three of you coming together at the end. I mean, that to us is really special. I mean, and the buzz around the whole of Cone and in the weeks running up to this has been special because we're going to see not one, not two, but three great guys on stage, and Giles Robson, who is sort of hosting you, is a fine player too. So hopefully it will be a harp explosion. Do you know what you're doing? Are you all planned? Have you got your set list sorted out?
Hey, we know what we're doing. We're professionals.
And do you find that you're playing differently to the English audience? I mean, are you thinking differently when you come on the stage tonight? Are you going to be looking out there thinking I'll be doing a different set to what I would be doing in Chicago or New York?
One of the things that I like about playing in Britain is that's different than playing in France or Germany is I can actually speak to the people.
Instead of saying bonjour, guten morgen, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's been a joy to talk to you. Thank you so much, Sugar Ray, for your time on The Raven and the Blues.
Thank you. I'd like to tell you, God bless you, and may someone you love undress you.
Can I use that? Is that the station ident?
And that was the station ident. Sugar Blue, a real gentleman in the sense that I kept calling him Sugar Ray of Sugar Ray Nausea, another harp player, it's true, but unforgivable. And as Charlie Musselman White's wife, Henri, first alerted me and said, it's Sugar Blue, you know, not Sugar Ray. And to all three of them. And what was it like? It was fabulous. Billy Branch opened up and he did a great, great set. Went into the crowd at one stage. And there's a great YouTube link, which I'll put on the Raven and the Blues page, raven.dj, where I'll put some links in and where you can go and look at Billy in the audience with his radio mic and his harmonica. It's a joy to watch. Sugar Blue was next. Good set from Sugar Blue as well. And then eventually, of course, Charlie on stage. And then, of course, at the end of Charlie's set, everybody. Not only Charlie and Sugar and Billy, but also Giles Robson and also the harp player who was in the band who were on before Harp Explosion. It was a fabulous night. If you get a chance to see any of them, go and see them working live. But if they ever come together again, it's worth taking the second mortgage and going wherever it is. And thanks to Giles Robson for setting all up. It was great stuff. Let's try something totally different now. The Steady Rolling Review, a band based here in the UK, a mix of players who come in and add their genius and their skills to turn some great tunes. And here is somebody we know well on the show, Jo Harmon, adding her great voice to Turn On Your Love Light. fade, don't fade. It's crying out for a proper end. It's going to fade, isn't it? It's going to fade. There we go. Done originally in the very early 60s by Bobby Bland, originally, and then everybody else. Bill Black's combo, a load of others. Bill Wyman does it as part of his set on stage. And there you heard the Steady Rolling Review, a track from their kind of forthcoming EP-ish, album-ish, and Joe Harmon on vocals, and Turn On Your Love Light. And thanks to Ian McHugh, fellow DJ, for getting a copy of that to me. Talking of other DJs, I'm a member of the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association of the UK. 28 of us all together doing blues shows in the UK, and a few outside the country too. And we have an album of the month every month, and this month's album of the month we've already featured so often over the previous 2 months, but never mind. It's Buddy Guy, his new one, Rhythm and Blues, a 2-album set. Here is the album of the month, My Mama Loved Me.
My mama raised me all by herself. She didn't get a lot of help. She made mistakes along the way. But here's one thing I can truly say. My mama loved me. And she worked and she slept. She didn't put up with no back talk. I learned respect before I could walk. She let me run, but not all night. I'm so glad she raised me upright. My mama loved me. I got to say, be good to your mama each and every day. Friends may come, friends may go, but you only got one mama, and I want.
My mama loved me, she made me who I am today. Can't say better than that, can you really? That's Buddy Guy, the album of the month this month, Rhythm and Blues. 2 albums, one's called Rhythm and one's called Blues. One's called R&B and one's called Blues. And now you heard My Mama Loved Me. Okay, apologies time. I'm kind of organised in my life, try to be anyway. And I buy quite a few things on eBay. And therefore, normally, when you buy things on eBay, it goes to PayPal. And recently, I'd noticed that it sort of said it'll take from your PayPal reserves. I thought, haven't got any reserves, because the donations thing has been a bit quiet recently. If you go to the Raven and Blues page, you'll see a button saying donate. And normally, what used to happen was, if you made a donation, I would get an email straight away saying, so-and-so has made a donation of $10 or whatever. And it's been a bit quiet of late. Anyway, so I went on to have a look and found that for the last, would you believe, 5 months, I haven't been getting notified of donations. And I hadn't noticed it was in the account. This is where it's silly. I mean, I should have noticed. I had money in the kitty kind of stuff. And so I've got this list of about 9 people. So if you made a donation in the last, probably since April, May time, I would guess, and you're thinking, Raven, he's awful. I gave him some money and he totally ignored me. I'm truly, truly sorry. One or two of you are anonymous. It's going to be even more difficult. But nevertheless, if you've made donations, and I know people like Pete Stott, if you're listening, Pete, and also, who's it from Austin, Texas? But also Lloyd Hedges, too. Lloyd's donated twice. And Dan McGlynn as well. Those are some of the names that are off the top of my head. I'll be writing to you individually, and my sincere apologies. Why I don't get told, I have no idea. Okay. Let's play this. If you've made a donation, we'll play a track for you. This one, Wooden Horse, their new album is called This Kind of Trouble. It's a great album, and hopefully they're coming very, very soon to do a session on the boat. Here they are with a track called Kind-Hearted Woman.
Got a kind-hearted woman, do anything in this world for me. Got a kind-hearted woman, do anything in this world for me. But these evil-hearted women, men, they will not let me be. My baby don't love me. Love my baby. My baby don't love me. I really love that woman. Can't stand to leave her be. Evil all the time. studies evil all the time. You will secure me as the heavy on my
one of the few tracks on the album not written by the band. Written there, of course, by Robert Johnson, Kind-Hearted Woman, and that's Jamie Knight on vocals, guitar, and occasional stomp, but not on that. Ben Church, the other member of Wooden Horse, on guitars and harmonica and backing vocals, and now the third member of the band, and you heard him on piano there, great, great piano playing, Stuart McElroy, and from the album This Kind of Trouble, Wooden Horse and Kind-Hearted Woman. That's been out about a week or so. This one is so new, I can still smell the shellac on it. Well, not quite. It's very new. Bare Bones Boogie Band number 3. It's got a title this time. It's called Tattered and Torn. And the reason why it's called Tattered and Torn is because that particular line comes in the first track on the album, Love Like Leather.
Battered and worn, all we got love like leather to keep us.
Alan Turner, great vocals. Ian Black on guitar. Trev Turley, who is he, on bass. Andy Jones on drums. Collectively, the Bare Bones Boogie Band, Tattered and Torn, the album. And I kind of thought that we the DJs, had been given our copies in advance, and therefore I'd be saying to you, you can get it pretty soon, but I get the feeling that actually if you go to their online shop right here, right now, you can actually buy it straight away. I know they're selling it at gigs as well, they're selling it this weekend, but nevertheless, the album is therefore on release in a way, but it hasn't been formally launched, and that is the first track on it, which is called Love Like Leather. Okay, here's a person who, when he first came to the boat, he's only been once, 8 years ago now, he was the one who made me realise I actually could do live sessions. And it all goes about with Tony Joe White was in England, and his management said he'd like to do an interview, and he came to the boat, and he said, do you want me to play? And I thought, I'd never thought of that. So he did a great session with his drummer on just playing a garden chair. And from that, I started doing sessions on a regular basis, because I thought, yeah, I've got the gear, I can do it. Here's Tony Joe White, some years later. His new album is about to be released, called The Gift. Title track of the album has just come out as a single. Here it is now. His voice, I'm afraid, is going a little bit, but nevertheless, it's the Tony Joe White I know and love. We'll be right back. from Louisiana, Tony Joe White. Talking over the end, sounds like a real DJ. I'll be talking up to the vocals next. Title track of the forthcoming album, and that's the single which you can buy on iTunes right now, which is what I did, and that's called The Gift. Okay, that's it for the show this week. I hope you've enjoyed the sort of harp special, and next week our live guest may be Sean Taylor. It may be Baba Jack. Baba Jack's already in the can, but there's kind of an embargo on their new album. And Sean Taylor, I know, is kind of scheduled quite soon. So that's all to come. Website up and running, of course, as always, raven.dj. Email address, not quite simple, but dave@ravenblues.co.uk. And if you'd like to drop me an email, it'd be great to hear from you. I know that in this day and age where time is at a premium and there are so many great podcasts and blues shows available for downloads, the fact you've chosen mine makes it a bit special, and thank you very much indeed for that. And you can join me for some more blues next week, one way or t'other. Let's close with an album which is about to be released. Roof Records have been rather clever. They've been doing songs from the road for all of their artists, and basically, effectively what it is, it's a live album of the artists on tour. And the latest one to have songs from the road coming out in about 3 weeks time is Joanne Shaw Taylor, and we'll close with her on stage. Doesn't say exactly where, because I've got the advanced copy. All I've got is the track list, and that's all. It doesn't say where the venue might be, but it's probably somewhere in Europe, I would guess. Joanne Shaw Taylor, titled, and it's the album which she had, the title track of her album from a couple of years ago, called Diamonds in the Dirt. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great 7 days. I will talk to you in a week's time. Bye bye. Who's to say good love face does?